Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. The WDRT listening area should see cloudy skies this afternoon with lingering chance of snow. The high temperature is expected to reach 35 degrees. Tonight, a chance of flurries before 7 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 25. And on Tuesday, patchy fog before 7 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 48, southwest wind 8 to 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 32 miles per hour. And in the news for today, lawyers in the double homicide case for Kyle Rittenhouse will begin their closing arguments today in Kenosha. Rittenhouse is on trial for killing two protesters, wounding one other, and a number of weapons violations stemming from a night of street violence following the police shooting of Jacob Blake, Jr. in August of 2020. The trial will enter its second week in a case which is drawing international attention. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has 500 National Guard troops on standby outside of Kenosha ahead of a possible verdict. Rittenhouse shot and killed Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber using an AR-15 type rifle during protests and demonstrations. On August 25, 2020, Rittenhouse also wounded Gage Grosskreutz. The trial is being presented by Rittenhouse's lawyers as one of self-defense. They have been presenting Rittenhouse as a volunteer who came to Kenosha to defend private property and who was offering medical assistance to anyone on the streets that night. The district attorneys prosecuting the case have drawn on Rittenhouse illegally being in the possession of a lethal firearm who acted recklessly and intentionally shooting his victims at close range on the night of the incident. The judge overseeing the proceedings, Bruce Schroeder, has drawn attention for sparring with the prosecutors and making comments during the trial that have been criticized as racially insensitive. Before the trial began, Schroeder issued an order that would not allow those who were shot to be described as victims, but would allow any of the protesters in Kenosha that night to be referred to as arsonists and looters. Schroeder is also considering giving jurors in the case a wider option of lesser degree penalties for the charges against Rittenhouse, who is facing 5 felony charges and life imprisonment on 2 homicide charges. The Nearly Noon News has been giving daily updates of the trial, and that will continue on Tuesday's broadcast. And in state and local news, Wisconsin's 7-day average of COVID-19 cases reached its highest level in more than 5 weeks, as doctors have expressed concern about the trend. The State Department of Health Services reported 3,162 new confirmed cases on Thursday. That pushed the rolling average to 2,649, its highest level since October 6th. All of Wisconsin was listed in the high category for virus transmissions, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As of last Friday, Wisconsin has had 921,000 COVID cases with 9,679 deaths due to complications from the virus. And locally, the Vernon County Health Department, in its latest report from last Friday, states that the county is still at the very high community spread level. There were 30 new confirmed cases last week with 4 hospitalizations, but no new deaths were reported. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.